sledged pulled by huskies, but it was not. And we have devotees from America, I can see. Haribo. Please take enough rest to take care of your jet lag, otherwise you will see everything through a dark brown glass. And devotees from England have kindly arrived. I'm very glad to see all of you devotees from Croatia. We are truly international, and of course German devotees from here. I always feel at the beginning of a festival the most important task is to arrive. After all, we have come from an entirely different atmosphere. Some of you are working, studying, thinking about other things than just being at a festival and so on. And the most important thing, therefore, is to just enter the atmosphere. To arrive means to enter the atmosphere of a temple. We are here in the most merciful presence of Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. But not only the temple atmosphere we have to arrive, we are in the association of more devotees than our local temples. We will meet devotees who will very much encourage us. We will also meet devotees who will surprise us. But even that is not yet the full arrival. Even if we can tune ourselves into the temple and the devotee sangha, we may miss the most important ingredient, that is this amazing personality who broke all the rules of conventional religion. Lord Nityananda, the Avadhuta Roy, who surprised his time with being totally intoxicated. This is the word which, even intoxicated is not enough, the word which Krishnadas Kaviraj says, Prem Mata Nityananda. Mata means a little mad, no? It's not good to be mad. You become dysfunctional. But if you become overwhelmed with love, then this is the achievement of the fullest degree of spiritual perfection. Hare Krishna! A pilgrim from New York has arrived. Our Balaji. Oh. So, yes. Arrive. Arrive in the festival. Arrive in the temple. Arrive in the devotee association. And arrive in the festival, Nityananda Trayodashi. And because I'm a little shy, there will be a time where we also will sing our, or will chant our, not chant, we will celebrate a birthday of a certain individual. Hare Krishna. Good. I would like to chant now our new melody. I will look to Uncle Tom. Uncle Ram, you have promised to play a very soft and sensitive mridanga. We can take you up by this promise. Good. It's our arrival kirtan. Namo. Everyone. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Jayatam Surato Pango Mahamamane Gati Gati Matsarva Svapadam Mojo Radha Madan Mohano.
Hare Rama
time, everyone, please. Hare Krishna. Louder. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Tag ist
nah. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
a little louder, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai. 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 Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo. Once again, I would like to affectionately welcome each one of you who has joined us today here in this temple room, but also I want to welcome all of you who stayed at home but who will listen either to the live streaming or who will later, when this festival is long over, go to the audio recordings and listen to them. I would like to welcome all of you because this festival has a special character. It is an investment in a relationship. It's an investment of the disciple and aspiring disciple into his or into the relationship of his and her guru. And I certainly value this very much, this investment, this effort, this approaching, this coming forward. That's very moving, and I would like to reciprocate in kind. And also, this festival is an investment into the divine dimension, where Lord Nityananda is always staying. Today, in my welcoming address, I would like to reflect a little bit on our journey together. When preparing these lectures, which I intend to give the following days, I looked into my notes from the previous year, and I remember this title, Our Journey Together, was there. And I thought, I want to talk again about it. And I will keep on talking about it, because a journey like the one which we have started is not finished. I don't want to say never finished, but it is a significant journey. This idea of making a journey together, a spiritual journey with devotees, has stuck with me since my very first visit to the temple. I was very young and very immature. I think I was 15 years old. In my first lecture, it was a Sunday lecture, the lecturer said that spiritual life is kind of a journey. You cross the material world in order to reach the spiritual world. And he described that on this journey we need a guide, a spiritual master, and then glorified Srila Prabhupada, who had come to the West to introduce us to this journey, to the path of bhakti. Let me just briefly interrupt and greet the deities. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. I hear they will give the darshan again to all of us so that we can either properly greet them and for sure, say our prayers in peace. So, when I first heard this concept, spiritual journey is a spiritual life is like a journey, I was intrigued, and I must say this. Intriguing, this being intrigued, being stimulated with this concept, being, you can say, almost called forward again and again to leave my comfort zones, to leave my resting places on the journey, so to say, and continue the journey, continue facing obstacles, continue mastering the obstacles by the grace of my spiritual master and Krishna. This concept of just moving on, moving forward, has never left me. It is a concept which gives me life when I get up on a dark, cold winter morning in Germany, when the ice is frozen. This gives enough warmth and energy to my heart to move on. Today I would like to speak on one aspect of the journey which many of us have faced. I want to speak about fall downs, failures, disappointments, facing weaknesses, unexpected surprises, frustrations, doubts, all these dark things which you don't want to hear about when you come into a festival, but which are there many, many days in your life. I want to speak about this. I want to speak boldly about it, and I want to speak with the voice of encouragement, because we all have seen on this journey our own weaknesses. We have all seen our failures, maybe, to finish each day our 16 rounds. We have all faced the disappointments with others which have stultified us and have kept us away from giving another day our very best. We all know what this means. And we are afraid to face it, because it reminds us on these aspects of ourselves which are not so presentable in the Sangha of enlightened beings, of devotees. Often, obstacles come in our way. These obstacles are addressed by those who are sometimes giving the obstacles. When the devatas address Lord Krishna in the womb, they say, Tatana te madhava tavaka kvachit Prashyanti margat tvai bada surida Tvayabi gupta vicharanti nirbaya Vinaya kani kapa murda suprabhu. They say something very encouraging. They say, O Madhava, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, if devotees who are in love with you sometimes fall from the path of devotion, they do not fall like non-devotees, for you still protect them. Thus they fearlessly traverse the heads of their opponents and continue to progress in devotional service. Lord Krishna is here addressed as Madhava, husband of the goddess of fortune, the goddess who is responsible for success, husband of the goddess of fortune. When devotees should fall, you don't turn away from them. You don't say, ah, I knew it, you were useless. Krishna says, now my devotees need my special protection. And he affords them with care and love. He's something like a loving father who tries to teach his little child how to walk. When the child should fall, will the father says, ah, useless child, your legs are too fat and too unaccustomed to moving? No, the father or the mother will lovingly catch the child so that it does not have any harm. Sometimes the father or mother may pedagogically let the child experience some little pain so that the child knows, okay, I should endeavor a little more. But they will never turn a blind eye on the progress of their child. They will always surveil or overlook the attempts of their child to walk. This is because they love their child. I have taught when I was not yet in Krishna consciousness a few children the art how to walk. I have developed an interesting pedagogic method. Those who are parents and want to know it can confidentially approach me. And I still remember I was always nearby, always only two steps behind. Dagi was one child, and the other was Marcus, was another child. I believe it was Marcus. Now I'm not so clear in my memory. But I remember when the child was walking, and then came a difficult passage, I became even more alert. Ooh. And when the child would step with the foot on this obstacle and start to stumble, I would, in most cases, catch the child. In some cases, when I noticed the child was careless and needed to learn to be more attentive, I would let the child fall, but not down the staircase where it would hurt too much. So if a normal human being has this concern, if a normal young boy who is immature and in many ways not yet grown up, has this special worry, don't you think that the Lord, who's always kind to his creation and is especially inclined towards his devotees, will be there? He will be especially there when the devotees need him. And in this way, the obstacles which the devotee encounters on his path become a staircase, or become steps on the staircase to the kingdom of God. I've written down one quotation of Jiva Goswami. The continuous obstacles presented, the continuous obstacles form a kind of ladder. You understand? Ladder or stairway upon which the devotee steadily progresses back to the kingdom of God. Here in Germany we have one poet, but also a writer who was an all-around genius. I think you know his name, Johann Wolfgang Goethe. How do we pronounce it in English? Goethe? Goethe, we say like this. Goethe. No? You have heard this name? He used to say, even the stones, the stumbling blocks which are put in my way can be used. They can be used by me to build a house. Same idea. But of course, there is one condition, one point, one consideration which a devotee who hears about the mercy of the Lord should never forget. This is according to the shloka from the Bhagavatam, only the case, Madhava only comes to devotees who are in love with him, who are attached to him, who remain connected to him, even when they should experience a weakness. A devotee who encounters some difficulty and then says, why did you send this difficulty? I get another Lord. He leaves the protection of the Lord. He steps out of the circle of Krishna's own people. If he does this one time, Krishna may say, oh, my devotee is a little hot-headed. He may not take it serious. But if a devotee should interrupt or discontinue his relationship with Krishna, then the obstacles are no longer a stairways to the kingdom to God. Then the obstacles are grievous walls which stop the programs. Just like a wall, when you encounter it on your road, if it's high, your journey is stopped or finished. So it's necessary to understand, to remain faithful in Krishna. When we experience obstacles, when we experience failure, when we experience weaknesses, when we experience disappointments with others, which are so great that we lose trust in the company which we have, then turn to the Lord. Do not turn away from the Lord. And you will see how these obstacles become maybe your most valuable lessons in this life. I can't say this in a generic sense, that means for every obstacle, but there are some obstacles, some failures, some weaknesses, which become our greatest teachers, which become our greatest friends, because they show us that what we cannot see without them. These obstacles and weaknesses show us what we do not wish to see. These obstacles show us the reality of our helpless state in this material world. They show us that we are dependent on Krishna on every step. We often forget this when we make our plans. We often forget this when we move forward. We often become intoxicated momentarily by the abilities which Krishna has given to us. And in that way, we are no longer feeling ourselves to be dependent on Krishna. I wish to give an example from the Bhagavatam of a devotee who remained faithful to Krishna, even when he was in the gravest, or you could say most bewildering situation you can imagine. It was Maharaj Chitaketu, whose life is discussed in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam. you know, Maharaj Chitaketu had been longing for a son, and when he finally was blessed with a son, then the son died, and he became for a long time mad with grief. He was not able to rule his kingdom any longer. He was unzurechnungsfähig. That's a German word. Oh, we have such nice words in German language. Unzurechnungsfähig. What? Unaccountable, that's, yes, I was thinking of this word, but this is not the right word in this connection. You know, when a child becomes, when a child is there, which cannot, you cannot trust, what?
Inconsolable.
No, I don't know this English word. Like, let me give you an example, and you will say, when you, when there is someone who is mad, who has turned ill in his head, then the society will appoint a caretaker or a group of caretakers so that this person in this ill state will not make a decision by which he will harm himself and harm others. So, unzurechnungsfähig, we say also, is a state where you just can't trust the person that he will do the right activity to be safe and to be like this. So Maharaj Chitaketu, because of his grief, when his child died, the child he had been hoped for, he had prayed for, he had asked blessings for sadhus turned. He, in simple English, you would say he lost it completely, and his ministers had to rule for him. Then one day, Angira, the saint who had blessed him, came and said to him, I brought someone very special with me who can help you. And Chitaketu saw Narada Muni. Angira said to Narada Muni, I wish that you help him by guiding him out of this situation and then instruct him in bhakti. And Narada Muni very beautifully preaches to him and does what a therapeutic invention hopes to do when someone loses it. He cured him. And then he started to instruct him in the ultimate goal of life, the bhakti. And the question appears, why was Angira Muni, a sadhu who first came to Chitaketu and blessed him to have a child, why did Angira Muni not preach to him bhakti? And Prabhupada makes a very nice point. That sometimes you can listen to the teachings of bhakti only when you have experienced the futility of material enjoyment. When you have seen the absolute frustration of material life, then you become a candidate who can listen to a spiritual solution. But if you are too satisfied with your life, with enjoyment, bhogaishvarya, your wealth is a big obstacle, no, and your mind is bewildered, you think, I have a very nice life, then you just cannot, you're too distracted, you cannot find the determination in your heart to move forward in bhakti. Therefore, devotees, while they wish to have a situation in their life from which they can serve, they do not become crazy after wealth and enjoyment, knowing that these so-called blessings can be curses on their spiritual life. They can hamper them if they're not mature enough to handle the success and the wealth and all the distractions which come along with it. So Krishna is famously known, different from Shiva, that he sometimes puts his devotees into a situation where they wake up and become real. He shakes his devotees a little, because only then the instructions and bhakti can work and can be taken seriously. Otherwise, they are not always working. Hare Krishna, welcome. So Citraketu became a great, great devotee increased his bhakti like anything, and he became a well-known kirtaniya. He had a whole kirtan band with the best musicians in the world. They are the Vidyadharas, and he would travel on a spaceship with these kirtan devotees and glorified Lord Hari. Yes. And he again lost it. He came once to a place, Mountain Kailash, some of you have seen, where Lord Shiva spoke about the Bhagavatam. And while he spoke about the Bhagavatam, Parvati, most beautiful Parvati, sat on his lap in a very confidential way, like husband and wife may sometimes sit when they are relaxed. And there were many sadhus listening to the Avaduta Lord Shiva. Maharaj Shitaketu saw this, and he said, "What? You're discussing the Bhagavatam and you sit so intimately with your wife? Can't you just wait until you have finished talking about renunciation of material pleasures? What are you doing?" Lord Shiva chuckled. Chuckled means laughed. He knew it was a joke between friends. You know, they were talking amongst friends, you know. It's like, you know, when you see your friend, you might tell him, "Oh, you used to look so beautiful. What happened with you?" And it's a joke. It's a nice way of greeting someone. I mean, if you have that relationship. If you don't have the relationship, the person might react unfavorable towards you. So if you have such a relationship amongst brothers, you can say like this, you know, and the brother will immediately say, "Oh, I'm eating very good these days," you know, and this way a nice personal relationship is created. So between Citraketu and Shiva was such a relationship, which was nourished by such words. But Parvati understood it differently. She said, "So, my dear child," she addressed him, "you think yourself to be so mature, more mature than all these sadhus who sit here and listen to Shiva, that you are so knowledgeable now that you can instruct my husband about etiquette? Ah, my dear child, you need to learn a lesson. we come. A demon. There was a... Everyone looked. My God. Mother Parvati has spoken the most dangerous of all curses. You know, demon has no... is not thinking of God. He's Asura. He's turned away from this. Shiva said to my Parvati, you misunderstand. This was a joke amongst friends. Parvati has Parvati temperament. Then some discussion came between husband and wife. Chitaketu interrupted and said, I welcome the curse. He stepped down from his airplane. He paid his obeisances to Lord Shiva, and Parvati took that curse, and he said, Shiva said to his wife, just look at these devotees. They're not afraid even of going to hell, because they always think of Lord Narayan. And exactly this is what Vritasura did. Do you know that Vyasadev says the Bhagavatam is known amongst all the scriptures which are there because of this story which you hear at the moment? This story, my dear devotees, is extremely important for you because it tells you how to deal with failure. How to deal with when things are not all right. And this went really wrong, you know, this visit to Lord Shiva. There was a curse at the end. So our Chitaketu became a demon. He became a demon. He was a monster. You know, his hair was copper-like. When he opened his mouth, there were teeth which were very sharp. He wielded a club, and he soon became so powerful that even the greatest demigods like Lord Indra could not confront him. All of them went to Lord Narayan and said, this demon terrorizes the universe. Everyone is afraid of him. Please, you must confront him in battle. Lord Narayan said, I will not do this. He's my devotee. What? He's a demon. He's doing very demoniac things. He's slaying our armies. He is a real asura, Vritasura. Vrita means the circle. It means whatever could be was in the circle of the universe. That was everything was there, was under the control and was trembling in fear of Vritasura, the asura of the circle. Then what should we do? Narayan said, you should walk around the mountains and the valleys as long as he lives. And when he dies, your trouble is over. But you are known as the protector of Indra. You know, in the main verse, in the Pari Vasata Sutra of the Sutra of the Bhagavatam, Indra Vyakulam. Krishna appears whenever Indra is in trouble. You know. And Narayan said, okay, there's another consideration. He's such a good devotee. I want him back to enter my kingdom. And I do not want that he's known for a long time as a demon. So I have changed my mind. I will not fight with him personally, but I will give you the means by which he can be defeated. You must make a certain thunderbolt and face him like with this thunderbolt, Indra. This weapon will be he will be able to take the life of Vritasura. So Indra got the weapon. He went to battle, but at the moment when he stood before Vritasura, Vritasura said, "Come, throw your weapon at me." Indra thought, no, oh my God, if this weapon does not work, he will hit me even harder. And he hesitated. Then Vritasura said, "You don't even have faith in the words of Narayan. This is what a rascal you are, Indra. This weapon will work, but you don't even have faith in him. You are so much bent on material enjoyment that you are completely bewildered. This is too much." And then Vritasura turned inward, and he's inward, and he spoke these beautiful prayers. I cannot tell them all. They're really beautiful. If you want to hear them all, we have given one kata in Govardhan called Mahatma Vritasura. One verse which he said is Hare Tava Padai Kamula Dasanudaso Bhavitas Mabuya Manas Mareta Supate Gunangste Krinita Vakarma Karotikaya. O my Lord. It's nice, by the way, to see that some of you are approaching the Brahmanical tendency to read our books. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? My Lord, I want to come to you. I want to be one of those servants. I want to be with you. O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes. May my words always glorify those attributes and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. No? So he wants to think with his mind of Krishna. With his words he wants to speak about Krishna. And with his hands and the rest of his body, he wishes to serve the Lord. What a great devotee. And he meditated and meditated. He laid down his weapons on the battlefield. He knew Indra was too afraid to confront him. And he went into his own deepest of meditation. This shows the point I wanted to make. Vritasura had the greatest obstacle, you can say. He had a birth which forced him to act demonically. He had a body and a mind of a demon, but still, body and intelligence of a demon, I should say. But still he remembered, "My Lord, my Lord, my Lord." And he turned to him. So in this way, the obstacle placed by the curse of poverty before him became nothing less than a stepping stone on the ladder back to the kingdom of the Lord. This is, my dear devotees, how you can act also or relate to your own obstacles. This is how you can relate to your own material desires. This is how you can relate to your own failures on the path of bhakti. This you can is how you can relate to your own slips, the greater ones and the smaller ones. Turn to Krishna, repent, tell him your heart. "I'm sorry that this happened. I want to. I will stop this now." and Krishna will turn by his power your obstacle into a stepping stone. Don't become faithless. Don't become hopeless, I should also say. Don't become depressed when something surprising to you is not surprising to the Lord and not surprising to the devotees, the mature devotees. Don't become depressed when something what surprises you and your not yet fully mature consciousness happens. No, at that time turn to the Lord. Remember to turn to the Lord. And when you can't turn to the Lord, pray that you can turn to the Lord. Yeah? And at that time, you will see the magical, almost inconceivable transmutation or transformation of an obstacle into a chance, into an opportunity. This is a little bit a message which I wanted to give you at this welcoming lecture. I thought to give you a message which is encouraging to you. I thought to give you a message which will help you to experience maybe an aspect in spiritual life which you have not consciously experienced. And that is how all of a sudden an obstacle becomes an opportunity. And there is nothing more surprising, nothing more encouraging, nothing more faith-giving than to see, oh, the Lord was with me. The Lord walked 2 steps behind me. And when I fell, he was there for me. And he removed the obstacles. But once again, you must remain connected with the Lord while this happened. You must pray more to the Lord when this happens. And then this miracle in spiritual life, which is there in the 10th canto, which is discussed in 10:33, if you want to read it, 10:33, can be experienced by you. I have experienced this many times in my life, and I'm always more inspired and almost more, always more encouraged when I see this miracle. Krishna. So that was all I thought, because in the evening when we arrive, we don't have the mind to remember many things. So I just decided to talk about one thing so that it's possible to remember and think about it. Hare Krishna. So let me now secretly watch the time factor. Oh, the evening is young. Young evening. Yes. So we can see if there are some questions by the Vaishnavas. Hari Prashad has a question. Mandaleshwari has a question. We will start with these two.
Angira Muni pointed to Narada Muni to answer the to teach Chitraketu Maharaj in bhakti.
See, when Angira came to Chitraketu Maharaj the first time, he asked the king, "How are you?" And after going through all the formalities, nowadays you say in all situations, super nice, even when you suffer. In New York I have seen, and in London I have seen. After going through the formalities of a royal reception, my kingdom as well, and all this, you know, he said, there's one thing in my heart which just eats me up alive. Angira Muni said, I can see that. Yes, I can't get a son. Nowadays you would say fertility problem. Fertility problem. There is no son. I've married multiple times already, tried again and again, no son. This means the dynasty will be finished. It gives me too much problem. He was only thinking about son, 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 son. And Angira Muni said, he's a very qualified person. But if, I can't talk now about bhakti, how to be, he's just son, 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 son. Have you noticed this when you preach and someone is too much occupied with one thought, but it's not possible to instruct them? So Angira Rishi said, he's not meant to have a son, I can see that. But I will give him a learning situation. So he got a son who then after a short time died. He was actually poisoned. So now he had seen in a short time that, okay, I won't be happy in this direction. It is a problem in this direction. And now he was ready to hear higher instructions, which he was not ready at the beginning. And at that time, Narada Muni, Angira Rishi said, I was giving him what he wanted. So maybe let us change the teacher here and let Narada Muni, who is, by the way, Bhakti Shakti, Narada Muni, that's where you can really hear about Bhakti. He wrote Narada Bhakti Sutras, which will come in the Vedic way, will be quoted in its entirety. You know, Narada Muni. So his mind was now able to listen and take up the teachings. Have I answered your question? Good. So Prabhupada makes the point, and if you want, I think it's in 6:22:19. As you know, I never trust the Swami when it comes to numbers. You know, I don't remember very... But 6:22. Maybe if I beat my head, something will, the number, right number will fall on the tongue, and then I will see. I'm interested myself. I have the entire Bhagavatam here, and I can easily find. I think this is an important lesson because we are all sometimes not able to listen to the teachings of bhakti. I have many disciples in that category. Yes, you can say, but it goes over the head. They are not willing to now listen to this because a grave problem or grave dissatisfaction stands before them and they wish to solve that first. It's a common human factor in common human psychology. It is understandable. We are human beings after all, no? We are not self-realized rishis. So we can listen, and you know, in my seminars I often asked, why did you come to Krishna consciousness? And they often say the world didn't make any meaning for me, I was suffering. And I came to solve this problem by turning to Krishna consciousness. And in the beginning, at least, when you asked, the devotees. Why do you stay in Krishna consciousness? I want to get out of this material world. It's even in the Hare Krishna movement's birthday. So happy birthday. No, 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 no. May you never be born again. They sing like this. It's a moksha idea. No? It's spread in our culture to stop suffering. But bhakti is a different idea. It's about developing love. So not all are yet ready to listen to this message, because they are human beings. But isn't that nice? Even Krishna accepts us in our humanness. My dear devotees, I wish you to take note of that. Krishna accepts us when we make failures. Krishna accepts us when we stumble. Krishna accepts us when our vision is blurry, like a loving parent who walks behind his child, who's with them, and who sees, some danger is there. My child is falling. But comes and catches it. That is the beauty of the bhakti path. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam, it says you can go this path with two eyes closed. It's broad enough for you. No danger for you. 11th canto said like this. In jnana and karma, you can't close your eyes, you know. But even when a devotee is blind and stumbles because his vision, spiritual vision, is momentarily closed, no problem. The Lord is there if you keep on your praying to the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? This verse you should write in your notebook. 233. That, O Madhava, you protect your servants even from the difficulties which are given by the devatas. You protect them. Even heavy, heavy difficulties, you protect them you move them on. I think without this, many of us wouldn't be here. Many of us would have given up the path without this protection and help. That is so wonderful in Krishna. That's so wonderful in bhakti, because I once explained this to a yoga teacher in New York, by the way, a very prominent yoga teacher in New York who teaches Madonna how to do the yoga exercise, and everyone, many prominent people in his yoga classes. And I said, see, in bhakti, it's not up to your own endeavors. It's what happens is by the mercy of the all-powerful Lord. Wow. You are limited in your abilities, but Krishna is unlimited in his abilities. You just must keep the faithful line. not that this, when that is interrupted, yes, then there's little difficulty. Good. So Mandaleshwari.
My question, but I address my question, and if you want to add something more, what should we do as a devotee when we see the other devotees, near devotees, very good devotees, just lose his faith because of the facing the problem, and especially in the relationship with the devotees? So if you want to ask, it seems that they are not ready, they are just closed, everything, they don't want to hear anything. They just see the negative, and they just pointed the negativities are negative. And what is our duty? What should we do? How we can help this?
How can we help devotees who turn away? and they turn negative. Well, I have seen in my, as a preacher, the main reason for devotees to turn away is that they are disappointed with the society. Their hopes have not been fulfilled, or they have unfortunate things happened with other devotees, and so on. And I've always seen when you are kind to them, understanding, listening, and then acknowledging whatever is what they, their service is, they feel, oh, this person is not judgmental. I was judged by everyone else, but not this person. There is also another category of devotees who give up the path, yes, due to worldly interests. But even them, I mean, Krishna does not forsake anyone. It is one of his qualities is he's grateful for whatever service is rendered. No? That is his. I think a cultivated human being is also, when someone does something, he will be grateful for the rest of the life. You helped me at that time. No? Krishna is very grateful. Kritagya is his Sanskrit word. Rupa Goswami describes about this in the 64 qualities of Krishna. But now, if someone is in that category where he really closes the door of communication and so on, sometimes it is very good to not knock at the door any longer. So just, it is said when a pot with water is, and muddy water is agitated, then the mud is everywhere. So put the pot on the ground, and after some time, the mud settles on the ground, and then the water is crystal clear. I've seen this in many cases, in some cases of, quite many cases of devotees who are in this category, who closed. I leave them, let the mud settle. After some time, they will remember, oh, it was so ecstatic to eat prasadam. Oh, you know, pain has no memory, at least after some time. After some time, they forget the pain. This is the nature of pain. But the happy things, I mean, unless it's, of course, a spear in the neck, sent by the closest friend, that is, you can never forget that pain, you know. But I mean, normal pains. Don't we know from surgery? I don't fear the hospital, although they have given me so much pain. Because you forget this. But the happy things, how I preach to this doctor and that doctor, I will remember for the rest of my life. Good. Ananda Vadan.
There was a question. Mm-hmm. Something which passes my mind is...
maybe it's working again, or the battery... We get a battery. Yeah. You have a good voice. Yes, please. Yes.
This is like such a devotee like Rita Surak, with his prayers, it shows like he's not... doing something independent of Krishna. It's like, you know, he's full of Krishna. And before we saw that he slayed so many suras, so was this also under the guidance of Krishna, or was this just an overwhelming of his, so to say, bodily or
conditioning,
slayers or layers or something like that?
Very good question, yeah. There's one place in the Bhagavatam where Vritasura confronts the armies of the Sura in that, you know, Endschlacht, the deciding battle between good and evil. It's the biggest battle which ever took place at a river in the heavenly planets called Narmada, not our river here. And it's very nicely described how the two sides are what goes on between the two sides before the battle. And then the devatas throw all their weapons, and the asuras and Vritasura, they just swallow them, and then Vritasura attacks. He runs over the battlefield, starts to shake, and the devatas start to flee, but then he jumps on them and he tramples them, and it's described, he trampled them like an elephant tramples bamboo without destroying it. He just, but he doesn't kill them. But, I mean, the devatas would not have been so afraid if he would always touch them with Samtanchun. I think he was heavy. The only way I can understand it is that he was an agent of the Lord. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about these agents. He says, even Yarasandra, even Kamsa are having a role in your divine play, O my Lord. It's an insight which Hermann Hesse had when he wrote about the Second World War. He understood that even this was in the cosmic plan, you know, of the plan of God. Even this. How? Grandfather Bhishma says, it's ultimately inconceivable to the human mind, but all great Bhishma says, he knows that the Lord has always the best interest of the living entities in mind. But how? I know as a child when my father was beating me, I could not understand that he has the best interest in my mind. I was thinking, when I'm old enough, I get some pistols. If this continues, you know. I didn't want to kill him, but I wanted to shoot in the air. Later I understood. We are from the old generations. I know there are different concepts about education now. but I don't mind. I thought if I would not have been shown my limits, I would have been much wilder than I came, than I was when I was young. He would punish me with tears in his eyes. He would cry. My mother had recently told me he always cried after he punished me, because he loved me, but he thought this is necessary. So the Lord has also some plan, with the difference that he's right, and this is to be discussed in modern educational circles, if this is always good. It's to be discussed. Hare Krishna. Good, my dear devotees. I don't want to make it too long. I think 8 o'clock is a good time to end. I want to just say a few small things and then request Gaurahari. I will give you this microphone so that you will be able to address everyone. Once again, I'm extremely... I'm very honored that you all have come. And I'm extremely, I'm very much looking forward to the festival, really very much, because when I was preparing my lecture notes for the upcoming lectures, I was really bathing in the ocean of Nityananda's Katha, and I know some very nice things will hopefully come out, and hopefully the Lord will manifest. He's already there in the picture form. Hopefully he will manifest, and I wish you a wonderful festival where you can really get all the mercy, all the insights, all the inspiration which you may need at this stage of your spiritual life. And I will be honored to serve you in my during this time. Thank you very, very much. And also all of you who listen to the internet, I want to mention you, because nowadays this is a big group of devotees. Thank you very much, and all the best. Have a wonderful festival. May we celebrate like anything. One devotee said, I can dance, I can jump, I can scream, and I will do all of this in the festival. Means with joy, with joy. Hare Krishna.